Iran is undergoing a feminist revolution as thousands have taken to the streets to fight a regime imposing laws to limit women's social and economic participation in society. But women aren't the only ones seeking change in the streets of Iran. Iranians are looking for a change to affect all within the country. The movement has grown from a feminist movement to an entire revolution demanding for the end of the Iranian regime. This is the largest civil rights movement in Iran since the revolution in 1979. The people in Iran are fighting for a secular government, which includes freedom of speech, freedom of the press, democracy, and equality for all minorities subjugated by the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Protesters have been met with intense forms of state violence and mass arrests. Recently, 227 parliament members in Iran have called on the judiciary to issue death sentences for arrested protesters.
When someone in Iran is being killed and tortured and raped and kidnapped, we all feel it because we are the lucky ones who managed to get out, and with every single cell of our existence, we feel the same pain.
Local 514 spoke to an Iranian living in Montreal who wished to stay anonymous in order to protect family living back home.
My extended family is still there, and they've been hanging on by a thread. Our goal is to try to get them out as soon as possible.
Protests have been held in Montreal every Saturday since the death of 22-year-old Kurdish woman Zina Mahsa Amini. Amini died in hospital in Tehran on September 16th at the hands of Iran's morality police, who inflicted violence on Amini after identifying her for improperly wearing a hijab. Many women in Iran have taken off their hijab or cut their hair as a way to protest the regime and fight for their right to choose. But it must be made clear, the hijab or Islam isn't the core of the movement. The hijab is a symbol for the movement in Iran, where the public is asking for politicians to not force their ideals of what a woman should or shouldn't do. It's the regime's oppression of women, not Islam.
Protests in Iran are very common, yet this recent one gained world attention only because it fits the West's agenda. Same day that Mahsa Amini was murdered, thousands of Muslim women were bombed and killed in Syria and Yemen by Saudi militias, but that did not make international news because they did not take off their hijabs. I would just hope that Western nations weren't so selective with who deserves freedom and let countries and their own people run what is best for them. If you want to help the Iranian people, then we need to look at the root cause of the problem. The West, mainly the United States, Canada, and UK, don't necessarily want to help Iranians, but rather to control their assets.
Daria Almasi and Miriam Azimzadehrani are volunteers organizing rallies for Iran in Montreal.
I can't believe that this is my country. You know, in the universities that in the university that I studied, I saw that they shoot their students, and I can't believe it. This is very brutal. And I pray for Iranian community inside Iran and hope that we can see the freedom of Iran soon.
The importance of international coverage and international attention is that the regime can't kill us in silence anymore. Like when they did in November 2019, they cut off the internet and killed 1,500 people in 3 days. And we couldn't get international coverage. But as the attention is raised internationally, it restricts the violence of the regime because there is, like, they are monitored very closely. Sanctions are being applied. Governments are taking action against the Iranian regime. And it helps save lives.
Last week, Canada imposed a fourth installment of sanctions on Iran. The sanctions will be imposed on 4 individuals and 2 entities that support the regime and are believed to have participated in human rights violations. But can sanctions strengthen the regime?
There aren't that many Iranians I know who haven't been affected by the sanctions to some extent or another. Sanctioning Iran is like adding fuel to fire. Initially, they are meant to be a punishment on the government body because of their actions. However, most cases, it's just the people that suffer, which in return the regime uses the suffering of the people to fuel their next motive. The sanctions make resources harder to find. Authoritarian regimes hoard them. They make the population more dependent on them and withhold resources from those who might threaten the rule. Sanctions don't just help regimes tighten their grip. They also erode the habits and capacities necessary to sustain liberal democracy over the long term. As sanctions devastate a country's economy, its professionals often emigrate. Families under economic strain withdraw their daughters from school and marry them off at a younger age. And as sanctions restrict the legal flow of goods, people grow accustomed to the black market. While it's true that Iran's financial prowess has suffered serious blows, leaving fewer funds for its allies in the region, this has not meant a smaller budget for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
For decades, Iranians have experienced state violence, imprisonment, and torture for speaking out against the regime.
My father was sent to prison for standing against the regime after the revolution in 1979. And once he was released, he left to the United Arab Emirates to start his life and his family.
Uprisings have occurred in Iran in recent years, including contested election results in 2009 and protests sparked by fuel prices in 2019. But nothing has come close to the scale of this, with numerous Iranians, and in particular, young Iranians, taking part in the streets to demand for a change in the regime. Protests have spread across Iran in dozens of cities, from the Kurdish region in the northwest to Mashhad to Tehran. Iranian authorities have disturbed internet access in the country and blocked messaging applications in hopes of controlling the protests and to disrupt documentation of the regime's response to protesters.
I think about I have 8 VPN and I delete a lot of them because they blocked or don't work recently.
Instagram was cut in the country in September. Iranians have used VPNs to access platforms prohibited by the government. The government has been trying to contain the protests through violence. Security forces have been documented as unlawfully using shotguns, handguns, and assault rifles on protesters in largely peaceful and mostly crowded circumstances. Hundreds have been injured and killed. 16-year-old Serena Esmerazadeh was beaten to death at a protest in late September following the death of 17-year-old Nika Sakarami, who was tortured and killed by Iran's security forces. In early October, students at Tehran's Sharif University were trapped in the parking lot by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps while protesting the Iranian regime. Some students described it as a war zone, stating that the police had guns, batons, paintball guns, and gases that are banned internationally. Some videos even document police detaining students and carrying them on motorbikes. At the start of the month, Iraqi Hashd al-Shahabi and Kataib Hezbollah forces arrived in Iran to help suppress protesters in the Mashhad region. Since the death of Amini, the Press Association of the nonprofit organization Human Rights Activist News Agency in Iran documented that as of September 6th, almost 15,000 protesters have been arrested, 319 people have died, including 50 children.
People now do not want anything less than the regime change. It's not a matter of reform. It's not a matter of changing the government. It's not a matter of ethnic groups will to for independency. It's not any of these issues. It's not fighting against sanctions. It is merely fighting for women, life, and freedom. And when we say women, it means the big umbrella of the whole vulnerable minorities in Iran, ethnic groups, religious minorities, and women as the bigger population of those who are being discriminated through the past 43 years. There is no way out except for regime change.
Human Rights Watch stated that international pressure is needed to end excessive use of lethal force on Iranian protesters. Have you taken part in the protests here in Canada or elsewhere? Let us know what you think of the situation in Iran below in the comments. To watch the video version of this episode, follow Local 514 on YouTube or CUTV Montreal on Facebook.